Yeah, we made it to Tuesday. I pray that you're having a wonderful and fantastic day, and thank you, God, for letting us see Tuesday. As we are entering a new day, for new things are to come, and everything that was done yesterday is no longer part of the situation today. So as I encourage you to just be obedient and stay in the Word of God each and every day. And today, what we're going to do is go over Psalms 23, verse 4. And we're going to help you unlock the obedience of God and have a better understanding of what it really means when people say the scripture. So, on Psalms 23, verse 4, it says, "Yeah, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thou rod, thy staff, they comfort me." So basically what God's talking about, every single day that we walk through this time and we walk out of his obedience, we walk into the valley of the shadow of death. And when we follow God and being obedient to God, that's when we understand his rod and his staff is with us, because we know that he's with us each step that we go. So when we fully accept God into our life, then that unlocks that ability for us to not experience death fleshly, but spiritually we have the reward of living with God forever. So I understand that I wanted to test this verse today because I want you to understand how powerful this scripture is in the miscontext that people put it in. They say it, but they don't understand the power behind it. And they don't tell you how to address that. So I just want to say that you're loved and you're amazing. And outside of that, as I send a prayer with you today, it says, Father God, I say, Father, please bless over your sons and daughters as they walk in obedience to your word. And I ask that every promise that you have within your word that is unlocked in their life. And Father, I ask that you open the floodgates of heaven upon their life. And I said, nothing, I repeat, nothing comes against them. And Father, that as they walk with you, God, they understand that your will be done in all things.